March 27th. I find that in the foregoing report, there is one point I have not sufficiently developed. When Gertrude and I had been together over a period of 19 years, we had developed a sort of interconnection which I call an interlock between us. Now, the effect of that interlock, so far as I am concerned, was this: that no influence could get to me without my consent, in the sense of this outer relative consciousness, that any influence that might operate upon me in a subrosive sense seemed to be excluded during the period of the interlock. But when Gertrude passed in, the interlock was broken, and I was definitely vulnerable to influence that did not pass my conscious critical review. And as a result, I felt vulnerable. During the period from Gertrude's passing in at the end of last May, and the event of March 9th and 10th, I was vulnerable. I was not in the command of myself that I'd had previously. Also, I had passed through an enantiodromia, so that the quality of feeling had become ascendant, whereas throughout the total lifetime which I can trace, the thinking principle had been dominant, except for a brief period after Sharifa's passing. The result was that I could not produce during this period material of a philosophic sort. What I have put on tape has been either descriptive or dramatic, but not philosophical. After the event of March 9th and 10th, I felt a reintegration of that interlock between Gertrude and myself, and at once the capacity to produce a philosophical material returned, as is demonstrated by a tape which I have produced, in which I moved at a pretty profound level. Now, there's a problem here. Why should this be? Why should I be in command with the interlock, whereas before, during the time from the end of last May to the 10th of this month, I was vulnerable and could not function philosophically? There's a nice question here that is of psychological interest. Now, the re-established interlock with Gertrude is not as complete as it was formerly. And the reason for this, I think, is pretty clear. if she is, as Irma believes, in the devachanic state of consciousness, she is a three-principled being, not a seven-principled being, as she was when alive here in a physical body. Consequently, the interlock could not be as complete. It is inwardly reestablished and has brought back to me the capacity to function philosophically. But I do not feel the outer strength that I did feel before she passed in. Nonetheless, there has been a great improvement. Now, only in part has this reestablishing of a relationship with Gertrude been a matter of internalizing. The impression is that it is both internal and external, or neither. Somehow or other, our categories here do not seem to fit the situation. And I suspect that what we have here is a phase of the mystery that is involved in the conception of the squaring of the circle, taken in its mystical sense, not in its literal geometric sense. It is the problem of translating a form of mentation which may be called curvilinear on its own native plane, and giving that material a formulation out here in rectilinear terms, namely the terms that are capable of more or less sharp definition. That is the essence of the squaring of the circle problem. Therefore, as I sense this relationship, which is now more interior than it once was, it doesn't fit our ordinary categories of definitely being within or without, but something of both, or something that is neither, but in a form for which we have no category. This is a point which I think is of considerable importance. We're getting at something of psychological significance here, which I have not seen considered in any of the literature with which I am familiar. For some time now, I have been following the practice of getting up early before the rest of the household stirs, and sitting in my office where I commune with Gertrude and otherwise meditate. Yesterday morning, I had the experience of, in some sense, seeing a gray-white lever shift, like the shifting of a switch, one end of the switch being solid and not changing location, the other end changing from one position to another, implying the idea of a current moving from one line of development to another. This I have experienced before and called it in my writings the butterfly switch. By this switching, I have moved from ordinary consciousness to the other type, which is more or less trance-like, and which brings with it a degree of delight and of depth meditation. This is something that can happen spontaneously, or I have, while in certain states, been able to make the shift deliberately. Now, during this period, from the end of last May to the 10th of March this year, this has not happened. There have been periods of trance consciousness that came of themselves, but I was not able to manage the shift deliberately. But now I find that I can do so again. This is a second effect from the reestablishing of the interlock with Gertrude, and adds to the interesting question of what is involved here. I am in effect, apparently, regaining resources that had been lost at the time of her death, and they've been regained by a partial recovery of the interlock that we had established between us. This I find to be quite interesting.